Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. I've almost forgotten what it's like to live in a place where half of your conversations at this time of year don't center around sugaring. We really do have an obsession with maple syrup, don't we? Sally Pollock is a food writer for 7 Days. She's been writing about sugaring and is here to share some of those stories. Sally, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Hi, Rick.
Let's start with the Vermont Technical College students who had a big idea. What's that all about?
So two students who go to VTC, a Vermonter from Danville named Jack Beauparlant, and a student who's originally from Pembroke, Maine, a little town in the eastern part of the state, named Manny Artakis, developed a tool that is used to attach the spout, which goes into the tree, of course. It's put into a drill hole in the tree. Attach the spout to the plastic tubing. And they took this idea and a prototype to launch VT, which is a contest that rewards entrepreneurship in various categories, and they won the college competition in February.
Well, how does this contraption change the way taps and lines are connected to one another now?
Well, we have to be very careful about it because they're applying for patents in this country and in Canada. So there are proprietary secrets about how to tap your maple tree. But it's a very sleek contraption. I got to lay my eyes on it briefly. And it's not much bigger than an office stapler. And as a person, as I said to those guys, if I understand how it works, you've got a good thing going. Because I'm not exactly a sort of mechanical-minded person. And as Jack said to me, the current product that's mostly in use, that's sort of plier-like, takes three hands and a hip to use. And this one doesn't take three hands and a hip to use, and it's really neat. And it was really an invention, I guess you could say, that came about from a problem they wanted to solve. They were looking for a solution. Jack's a maple sugarer, and when you're tapping 7,000 trees, as he does with the man he works with, anything that can make that process a little more efficient, and you're carrying your stuff through the woods and, you know, walking through knee-deep snow for hours and hours and weeks on end, it's hard work.
And there's cash involved in this Launch VT competition.
So for the first round, they won $4,000, which they plan to use they want to set up a company that's tentatively called Green Mountain Maple Innovations. And they move on to the finals of Launch VT, which happen in mid-May in Burlington. And the winner of that gets, I think, $75,000, part in cash and also prizes that sort of help businesses get launched. They told me they practiced their 7-minute pitch hundreds of times.
They will revolutionize the maple sugaring industry.
It's funny to think, centuries in, that some tweak or innovation could make a big difference in people's lives.
So. Of course, tubing is a rather recent development in the sugaring business.
Yeah, this is for tubing, right. Some people still just put a bucket down and collect. This is when you run tubes through your woods and the sap runs through plastic tubing and dumped into or flows into big 55-gallon or drums in the woods, and then is collected from there. Yeah.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Sally Pollock, a food writer for 7 Days, and we're talking about sugaring. Now, Sally, your next maple story has to do with the Thetford Outdoor Program. Describe the program first.
So the Thetford Outdoor Program, what a neat place. I wish I was in high school again. I barely went the first time around, but maybe if I'd been at the Thetford Outdoor Program instead of downtown Philadelphia, I would have gone. And it's a half-day program that happens to have right now only boys in it. And it's the kids meet, and they're outside, depending on the weather, most of the time. And they meet from noon to 3 every day with a teacher named Scott Ellis. It's his first year there. There's about 800 acres surrounding the school property and state forest, and they just make use of it. As Scott said, my philosophy is use what you got. So there's the outdoors is really their classroom, and it's a multidisciplinary program. And this time of year, they're sugaring. And some middle school kids at Thetford are doing it with buckets, but the kids in this class have set up tubing in the woods, and they are boiling sap on an evaporator on the school grounds. They're splitting the wood, and the kids are also sort of doing individual projects and studies that they're related to maple, things that are really, you know, I had never thought of, you know, what the flavor and the texture of the syrup is like depending on when in the season you tap the tree, and sugar content, and thinking about reverse osmosis, they run a reverse osmosis system, which is filters the water out, concentrates the sugar, and therefore lessens the boil time because you've removed a lot of the water in advance of boiling the sap.
How does sugaring factor into specific classes they're taking?
Well, let's say for math, I think a lot of us who eat maple syrup forget the ratio. I think I learned in class that day that it's 40 to 50 gallons of sap yield 1 gallon of maple syrup. So they're learning about ratios in math. They're also figuring quantity through various measurements. There's a physics component with evaporation and gravity. These tubing lines, some of them dump through gravity. There's natural science component. Scott said they're going to engage in a longer-term project of measuring tree health of the trees that they tap and look at other trees in the forest. And there are also maple vocabulary words. And I didn't stick around for what those – I don't know what they are. I was very curious, actually. I was trying to think of some myself.
We'll send you back to school. Sally Pollock is a food writer for 7 Days. Thanks for joining us at the VPR Cafe.
Thank you.
All right, let's boil. And listeners, we have plenty of delicious past episodes of the Cafe. You can go to vpr.net and search VPR Cafe.